not doing a lot, because you see, he has Congress. That's what that is, right? Remember, Wilson had a Democratic Congress. But we, on our third-party situation, let me put it, with our third-party situation, it happened. Wallace's stuff hurt us more than the other side. Whereas, in Wilson's case, you see, the Republicans split their own vote, and split what they're adding, whereas Wilson got all the Democrats, and the Republicans were split. Now, this time, while Wallace was a Democrat, he was taking basically what was our, but anyway, the first 4 years haven't been difficult. The next 4 years will not be easy, but they will provide enormous opportunities to exploit the breakthroughs that we made in foreign policy, to leave a real structure of peace. The world will never be totally peaceful. Men are always going to fight. There's always going to be the need for arms, because there are bad people in the world. There are bad leaders, and they're good leaders, and it will always be that way. I'm unfortunately not one of those who believes in the perfectibility of man. I wish it were so, but this is the way history tells me that the world works. But on the domestic front, what we have here, you see, is an opportunity that we just couldn't even dream of when we came in before. Sure, I made some pretty thought outstanding State of the Union proposals. The quality of life in my environment, the rest of 1970. And then in 1971, the new American Revolution, government reorganization, six great goals, health, welfare, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Where have we gotten? Well, revenue sharing is a start. It's pretty good. But there is more to be done. But I want to emphasize that I see what more to be done. I do not see it in the revolutionary terms that we saw in 32. I spoke of 100 days when I was out in California with the press a couple of about 3 or 4 weeks ago. But when I speak of 100 days, I do not, as I said to them, I'm not speaking of the type of 100 days we had. And then the nation needed some very strong medicine. Now what the nation needs is something quite different. We've got to look over all of our institutions, and we've got to have a return to the old values. We've got to return to the old values. We have to reestablish pride in country, pride in work, pride in our institutions. Instead of ignorance, no, we've got 5 minutes. Tell them to go over to the EOB and I'll go out there. They're quite sure that on this. I'll be over there in 5 minutes. I didn't even ask you when you were in. It's all right. I hope, perhaps, I can see you again after the election sometime on the
phone. Oh, fine.
And one thing after will be easier, actually. I think, and I don't think a lot more much is good. I've got to stick around here for a few foreign policy things and do a little campaigning, but afterwards it'll be, in that period, it would be an easy time. It
would probably be an easy time.
What time do you get your, what time do you get your deadline?
I have to close this book by about May 15th.
Oh,
but we spoke last time in January after the election. We spoke several times in December. If after the election we can go ahead again at this domestic theme, great. There's one.
Well, you ought to know a few things more than that. I'm not prepared to talk about some of them yet.
There's one other thing I would like to take up with you at some future date. I don't know how far I can probe you on the Peking visit.
Oh, sure.
I'd love to be able to talk to you before I.
I don't mind in December or January.
How it really happened. How it really happened, what really happened that night. I would like to bring this book.
Oh, wait, how it came about or what happened when we were there?
What happened as much as you. And I leave that with you as a thought.
Sure.
Because if you take the revolution,
I can talk more about
it. And I'd like to get that at
the reason. Well, the main thing we have to be concerned about are their sensitivities about leaks, you know, and Soviet sensitivities. But I can talk reasonably well. I can talk pretty much about my evaluations of the men, you know, what happened. So,
that'd be great. I look forward to that.
There you go. It really was, of course, the most unexpected and the most important thing you've done historically.
What unexpected? Because you said that to me.
I know.
In 60
years. You're one of the few.
At the moment that you said that to me, that I came over to Nixon's side, there was 67 back there in New York. You said, I've got to do it. So I had not, but
I had most of it. God is the case. And, but you know, you take a place like the Mideast, the way they're, that's a, well, it'll probably work out, but then again, you know where it's going to be settling. Between Russia and the United States, and like, they just got to, so we just got to somewhere or other. Without, of course, either of us getting the doghouse with our ally or friend. And that's tough, but you know, basically, if we don't get the Russians to quit dabbling around, we got a dabble. What's that?
You say it would be a wonderful thing to leave this place in 1976 without guns shooting anywhere else.
Oh, God, I want that to happen before 76. Oh, yes, yes, I want that. I'd have to leave Africa out.
Yes,
but that man, they can do Gannon. What the hell are they fighting about?
You ever been there? There's nothing to fight about. That's illegal.
That's 100 years ago.
Yeah, but they are
not civil. And you cannot be sure whether they're going to have a revolution in Latin America anytime. But I think, as far as Europe is concerned, as far as Asia is concerned, I think it can be done. I think it can be done. And I think it's going to come. But that's. That goal becomes sort of in 76, though. That goal becomes in 76, you hope so. Vietnam still hangs there. But as you know, it's moving along. We aren't just twiddling our thumbs in Paris. We can't say anything, but we're not twiddling our thumbs in Paris.
You feel some part of someone you
won't say that because the moment you know they're so sensitive about whether or not it is, I'll tell you what, the real problem is that. Whether they really, after 25 years of war, whether they know how to make peace, that's really the question. That's really the question. The Koreans did. They finally decided, well, they had. I mean, now they have to settle with a divided country. Now the question is whether these people will experience this. But it's very, let me say, if any rational people were involved, there wouldn't be any question because the evidence is too strong. We'll see. You'll have to answer that in a reasonable time.
I'll
have
to see that we have.
And that way, if you're going to try, you've got to keep that.
No time, yes.
What are you going to wait for me for the
time? Yes, I'll be following you. I can't write this campaign, so you still have much you want to do.
I don't, it won't be like the other. We're not going to go dashing across 6 reaches a day and all that.
I look, I'm following you. This is
1956.
I suppose age creates an affection.
You're
the only man
that's
in politics longer than me.
Yeah. Come on, you want me to come
here?
I'll walk with you over. I'll take you over and see this
building.
You've never seen
that. Oh, what are you with the OB? Have you seen
it? I'm at an office.
Did you come
over to
see me there?
No, I didn't.
Direct room?
That's where I'm going. No. That can go to the residence.
Yes, you might be back.
And any time.